Happily Never After, written by Emma Robinson and read by Julie Maisie.
Chapter 1. Everyone knows that a single woman approaching 40 needs a husband. At least that's what Rory's mother thought. Sheila hadn't let up since they'd arrived at the house. It's time you had someone, Aurora. Belle's growing up and Christabel, mother. She was named after a suffragette, not a Disney princess. That joy was all mine. Rory caught her daughter's glare at the use of her full name. Get used to it, kid. I've had 38 years of that. We named you after the sunrise on the day you were born, not Sleeping Beauty, as you well know. Sheila wasn't about to be distracted. Nevertheless, Christabel will be going off to university in 2 years' time. Why do you need a house this big? And this, she wrinkled her nose, dusty. The estate agent details had alluded to the fact that the place would need some cosmetic work and would suit someone wanting to take on a project. But when Rory had walked in the week before, something about the light through the huge sash windows, the high ceilings, and the fact that all this could belong to her and her alone had dazzled her into making an impulsive offer. Now, seeing it through her mother's eyes, she realised the full extent of the wreck she was standing in. The walls were flaking, there were missing floor tiles, and the radiators looked as if they hadn't had heat through them this side of the 1970s. They'd walked around the upstairs, accompanied by a full range of creaks and groans from the floorboards, supported ably by her mother's full range of tuts and sighs. Rory was defiant, though. It was close to school, within her budget, and, due to it having been empty for the last year, they would be able to move in pretty quickly. They might even be in and have started renovations before the new academic year swallowed up all her spare time. But was she mad to take on this much work? Sheila peered around as she walked further into the sitting room. Rory was quite enjoying watching her fastidious mother try to move around without touching anything. Shame she couldn't levitate, really. Sheila folded her arms. Maybe it was this old house that Shaky Steve was singing about all those years ago. Belle screwed up her face. Shaky who, Gran? Rory sighed. It was Shakin' Stevens, Mum. And Belle, her daughter nodded approval at her preferred name, he was a singer a long time before you were born. Rory strode ahead and turned slowly. There was something almost literary about the proportions of the place. The walls were patchy and calamine pink, but the cornice was beautiful, apart from the fact it was painted turquoise. It's got nice high ceilings. I've always wanted to live in a house with high ceilings. Makes me feel like Jane Austen or Charlotte Bronte. Sheila squinted at the ceiling as if it might fall on her. Can you actually call that a ceiling, Aurora? The parts you can see beyond the cobwebs, I mean. Stop making that face, Mother, and stop calling me Aurora. Rory pulled at a corner of the paisley-patterned carpet, bringing with it a cloud of dust. Underneath, the floorboards looked in a decent condition. The more Sheila was critical of the place, the more Rory was glad she'd made her offer on it. It was a familiar pattern. Sheila sneezed and rummaged in her bag for a tissue, which she placed over her nose and mouth. I'll stop calling you Aurora when you stop calling me Mother. Belle stepped in. I think it's got real potential, Mum, like those places on the home programmes. Let's go and look at the kitchen. Rory put an arm around her daughter's shoulders as they walked. It still came as a surprise to her that they were almost the same height. With Belle's long, dark ponytail and fresh face, it was easy to pretend that she was still a little girl. Thank goodness Rory had been spared the rumoured teenage angst and screaming matches. Belle was 16 now. They were home and dry.